This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070.
Kelly Perrell is the executive director of Virginia 21, which describes itself as the nation's first action tank, not a think tank, but an action tank that represents and involves young people across the Commonwealth of Virginia. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Hi, Coy. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you.
You are just now, this is that time of year when all the advocates and lobbyists and executive directors of nonprofits sort of breathe a sigh of relief and maybe take a couple of days off. Now that the
I may be calling you from home today.
Now that the General Assembly has closed the doors until April at least, when they'll go back to consider the governor's vetoes or amendments. Tell us how this 2007 General Assembly session fared for your organization, Virginia 21.
Well, we were so happy with the results of the session. We came right down to the wire. One of our premier pieces of legislation this year, the Community College Transfer Grant, was the second-to-last bill voted upon around 6 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So we really pushed hard for that bill. But our two priorities this year were the Community College Transfer Grant and securing additional investments in higher education. And in the higher ed realm, we saw $13.7 million new for undergraduate financial aid put into the budget by Governor Kaine, and we're really pleased to see the General Assembly keep that in there.
They
had put $233 million new a year towards base adequacy, which basically equates to money to offset the cost of tuition, and they added another $22 million this year. So I think they're taking major strides. They recognize there's still a deficit in tuition costs, but we're on the right track to getting rid of that by 2012.
Kelly Perrell, our guest, it's no secret that, you know, universities and colleges, an education they absolutely need to be competitive in this day and age in our country, is becoming more and more and more expensive. And you know, you used to, it was normal when you had people get out of medical school or law school with these huge, crazy six-figure loans to pay back. But now you have people getting a BA and they have those kind of debts to pay back. So your organization has taken the lead in going to Richmond and saying you need to keep a higher education affordable for Virginians.
Absolutely. And on that same track, one of the pieces of legislation that we pushed, this community college transfer grant, addressed the fact that there are some students who graduate from high school and they simply say, higher education is too expensive for me. They go out, they get a job in the workforce, but they never take that leap to earn an associate degree or a bachelor's degree. What this bill would do is offer a $1,000 or $2,000 grant to graduating students from a community college who earn their associate's degree, get a 3.0 GPA, and demonstrate some financial need to help them make the transfer and ensure that they're able to get their bachelor's degree.
So it's somebody that has taken advantage of a two-year community college education, but doesn't have the resources to continue their education.
That's exactly right.
And so this helps them get into a four-year college, is that right? Or I shouldn't say get into, but if they can get into it, it helps them afford it with a grant that they don't have to pay back.
Right. The average difference in tuition between a community college and a four-year school is about $2,200. So under the legislation that was passed on Saturday, any student who meets the requirements of GPA and financial eligibility would earn a $1,000 grant. And in addition, if they go into the fields of teaching, nursing, engineering, mathematics, or technology, they're eligible for another $1,000 grant on top of that to make up the difference.
And Kelly Perrell with Virginia 21, my guest this afternoon, explain the logic behind that, because I'm sure there's some people who are listening who think, hey, if you can't afford it, you're out of luck. Too bad. The government shouldn't be in the business of helping individuals afford that kind of thing. And of course, and you can flesh this out for it, but the logic is that this is actually an investment in Virginia.
That's right. Higher education is one of those investments that pays for itself in the long run. Research from the College Board has shown that if a student earns their bachelor's degree there, they can make up to $20,000 more a year. And that $20,000 more a year in salary equates to $5,300 in taxes. So if you think about it, the state investment being something like $3,000 per student, that's going to pay back down the road in 10 years when they're making more money because they had that degree to begin with.
Yeah, and chances are if they go to school in Virginia, odds are they're going to stay and work and put roots, lay down roots here in Virginia.
That's certainly our hope, and we think especially students who take advantage of this transfer grant are going to recognize that the Commonwealth went out of its way to help them, and hopefully they'll stick around town after they graduate.
Kelly Perel is the Executive Director of Virginia 21. Tell us about the other initiative that you focused on this year, Stick to the 2012 Plan for Higher Education. What exactly does that mean?
Sure. What that was is putting together all the universities created six-year financial plans last year and 2006, and they submitted those to the General Assembly with the goal of fully funding higher education by the year 2012. They wanted to increase faculty salaries so that they could remain competitive and we didn't lose our faculty to schools in North Carolina and Maryland. They wanted to increase financial aid so that students weren't priced out of a college education, and they wanted to keep tuition as a whole at a level steadier increase rather than the rapid increases we've seen the last few years. And we did see significant investments this year. And I think we'll continue to see those in the future.
And 2012, of course, since they're six-year plans, I guess is where that comes from.
That's right.
Has the General Assembly, the Virginia General Assembly, been dragging their feet in investing in higher education? Has it taken, I'm sure the prodding from Virginia 21 has helped, but I'm just curious, traditionally, how have they fared when it comes to higher education? Are we ahead of North Carolina, for example, or behind North Carolina?
Sure. Well, we're still a little bit behind the curve, just like many of the other core service areas like healthcare and public safety. About 5 years ago, the deficits in Virginia really took a hit to higher education. I was a student in college then and saw my tuition increase mid-semester. However, they have been making pretty significant investments, and one of the recently we received an F in affordability from an organization that was taking a look at colleges and universities and their tuition prices. However, we also noticed 47 other states got an F as well. So the General Assembly included language in the budget this year requesting the State Council of Higher Education to reanalyze the funding formula that they use, which is called base adequacy, which analyzes faculty-student ratios, making sure that there's enough teachers to teach the students in Virginia. They asked them to reanalyze that formula and make sure that's the best way that we can be funding our institutions, and if perhaps there's not a better way to reach out to more students in the Commonwealth.
Kelly, real quick, in the time we have left, give us a preview of what 2007 still holds for Virginia 21.
Well, we're really excited to kick into gear and start getting ready to support candidates for primaries. Last year, Virginia 21's PAC really took swing. We supported 24 candidates in the House of Delegates, 12 Republicans and 12 Democrats. And we're happy to see 22 of those be successful in their election campaigns. So we're looking forward to hitting the ground running by the June primary.
And you choose candidates to support based on their support of higher education issue and issues that are important to your constituency, the young people of Virginia.
That's right. The three issue areas that we focus on is higher education, economic development, and good government. We want people to live, work, and raise their families in Virginia, and we're looking for legislators who want to do the same.
Kelly Perel is the Executive Director of Virginia 21 online at virginia21.org.
That's right.
There you go. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Coy. Take care.
Take care. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.